Guess what time it is?
It's Spritz O'Clock. Good afternoon, girlies, and welcome back to the Spritz O'Clock podcast, where each week my bestie and I discuss all things girl talk, navigating your 20s, and our best advice. My name's Amanda.
And I'm Reeves.
And this week we have another guest episode. We've kind of been like cranking out the guest episodes back to back to back, and I'm loving it.
No, like so on a roll. It's been so much fun.
I think this week you guys are going to be literally so psyched about who the guest is. So please join me in welcoming TikTok famous Dallas Cowboys cheerleader and relative of Abby Lee Miller, Macy Thompson. I'm just kidding. Kind of. But y'all might know Macy best for her hilarious comedy bits and satirical TikTok content, or possibly for having the internet's most elite mascara routine, which Reeves and I will definitely be getting the details for, by the way. But no matter how you know Macy, to follow her online is to love her. Over the past few years, she's amassed over 100,000 followers across TikTok and Instagram, landed a job at Spritz Society, the canned beverage company started by social media and podcast legends Claudia and Jackie Oshry, and I believe Claudia's husband, if I remember that correctly, and recently launched a new card game called The Bit in collaboration with Kenzie Elizabeth's homemaking brand, Friend of Mine. But before we dive into all the interesting facets of Macy's life, let's give our ins and outs of the week. Reeves, do you have an in for us?
I sure do. Okay, so my in this week is...
What?
I think I have like memory loss.
I have to look at my list every single time.
Okay, literally. Okay, my in this week is super random, and I'm just gonna give it to y'all. Orange juice. I am so obsessed with orange juice this week. I feel like it's like the perfect thing to drink when you're nauseous. I feel like I wake up nauseous every single day of my life. So I have to have a little shot of OJ, and I don't get a breakfast that often, but like whenever you go out to breakfast, I feel like it's always just stunning to order orange juice with your coffee. So I'm loving orange juice. No specific brand. I don't really like the Tropicana, but
yeah. Well, next time you pick up your orange juice, you might also want to pick up a pregnancy test, because what?
Anyway, no, I'm literally talking about getting morning sickness.
No, you're like, and orange juice just cures me. I'm like, what is going on over there? I'm just kidding. But I love orange juice. I'm glad you've also discovered that.
Yeah, I love it. Okay, well, what's your out for the week, Amanda?
Okay, I was telling Reeves this on the phone. So I don't know. How do I phrase this? I think I need to give credit where credit is due. All of the girlies out there who are getting filler in their face and their lips, the needles are so large. So I have never gotten filler in my face, but I recently just did this thing called Easy Gel, which is, I hate to simplify it this much, but a more natural alternative to filler where they inject the plasma from your own blood, like back into your face. You guys, the nurse had to grab me a snack. They had to lay me down. We had to get a cup of water. I was like going to pass out from the size of these needles. And then the nurse goes, oh, well, this isn't even half the size of a needle that we use when we give someone lip filler.
She literally calls me after this procedure and says, I'm sorry, but how do you get filler? I was like, it's not for the week.
It is not for the week. So my out this week is basically those needles, and also everybody who's ever lied to me about saying that that was easy and painless, because they numb your face, but it doesn't really work. Like, I'm sorry, whatever numbing gel they use, that's fake. Like, I need them to shoot me up with an anesthetic next time that I have to get a needle in my face, because I was like scarred. I couldn't do anything for the rest of the day. I had to like lay down. I had to say my prayers. I was grateful to even be alive after that. Like, it was a lot. So my out this week is aesthetic needles or needles.
Is it the numbing cream that's out?
And the numbing cream. And people just lying to me about how easy it is to get filler, and it's like so painless, and like, oh, I don't even get numbing cream. Like, one of the nurses was like, oh yeah, when I get my lips done, like I don't even get numbed.
That it's like cement, like cement going into your lips.
So you're a psycho.
No, she's psycho.
Anyways, that's my out this week. What's your out, Reeves?
Mine's like disgusting this week. Like, honestly, I'm really grossed out that I'm saying this, but I was just telling Macy and Amanda that I eat out way too much. So I have not been doing that much cooking. So I decided I was going to chef it up the other night, and I had to handle raw chicken. I'm sorry. Raw chicken?
Disgusting.
That's out. Like, I'm going to have to get rotisserie chicken or some pre-cooked chicken, because it was just grossing me out. I feel like I have a strong stomach for that kind of thing, but it was disgusting. So
yeah. Oh, now I'm tempted to give a different in, because I have an in that has to do with chicken, because your out had to do with chicken. So now I feel like my in should do with chicken.
Well, yeah, what is it?
So Reeves got me a crock pot for my birthday. You guys know this. So I have recently, oh, y'all are going to be so proud of me. I've recently been using the crock pot and
her birthday was January. Well, no, it's only March.
Yeah, it's only March. So the first time I used the crock pot was in March and I got the crock pot in January. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyways, I love it. I've only made one thing in the crock pot so far.
I'm obsessed with it. I love it.
But don't get me wrong. I'm still going to link the recipe down below. I've been making taquitos in the crock pot, chicken taquitos. And yeah. It's so easy. All you do is spray the inside of the crock pot with like a baking spray or like an avocado oil spray is what I use. And you put two chicken breasts in there. You don't even have to do anything. Like, I don't even touch them with my bare hands. I just snip, 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 snip the little package of raw chicken, dump them in there. If you know me, you know I hate touching raw meat. Like, I was not built for that. Once again, not for the week. Touching raw meat, not for the week.
So gross.
So gross. And I come back like 3 hours later and I just shred the little chicken. I pour some taco seasoning on it. Well, you pour the taco seasoning on when it's raw, but you guys will look at the recipe and you'll see what I'm talking about. These taquitos are so good. You just like wrap them up in little tortillas, pop them in the oven at 400 degrees for like 10 minutes. And then I kind of turn it to broil the oven so that they get crispy on the outside. And then you dip them in like salsa or sour cream or like whatever you want, queso you could even do. It's like the best little thing ever. And I am just so glad I'm able to finally cook chicken. This is the only way I can cook chicken. I don't cook chicken besides the crock pot.
It looked really good. She sent me a photo of it. And maybe I should start cooking that.
No, you should. Because also, you could totally like ditch the tortilla if you wanted to make it a little healthier and put the meat on a bowl or on a salad. The meat is so good with the taco seasoning. I use the Siete taco seasoning. It's so good.
It's good. Wait, send me the... Well, we'll link it below.
We'll link it.
Anyways. Do it.
I think that about wraps up our ins and outs.
I know. I can't wait for y'all to get into this episode with Macy. It's a good one.
Yeah. Okay, let's do it. Everyone, welcome Macy to the podcast. We're so excited to have you here.
I'm so excited to be here. And I'm here with Muffin right now, which I was actually here on the day you guys got him. So I just feel like I'm a really big part of his life. Or her life. Sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I don't have any dogs that are a boy. I don't know why I did that.
Y'all, Muffin's my dog. I've talked about her on here before, but she's increasingly getting more and more annoying.
And Amanda is just such a giver because the day that she got Muffin, I was like, can you help me do my eyeshadow for a wedding? And like, she was fully here with a newborn puppy at her house. And she's like, sure, coming over. And you did my eyeshadow. So I just want to say thank you for your sacrifice on the day that you were a new mother.
Oh,
it was the day of?
Yes.
Yeah, it actually was the day of. But to be fair, Muffin was not supposed to come that day, and me and Macy had this on the calendar for a while.
Well, I appreciate you not bailing, because that was the best I've looked in a really long time. And if you guys haven't seen that tutorial that Amanda did of my eyeshadow for that wedding in January,
it was stunning.
Thank you. Like, I have the same makeup by Mario Ethereal Eyes palette, and I just like, I'll try it sometimes, but you did it so good. She has a very detailed tutorial on her page on her TikTok, so go watch that because she slayed it, and I just.
Okay, well, being pretty. Thank you. I will take credit for being the eyeshadow queen, but I will also give credit where credit is due. And Macy is so good at mascara.
Oh, thank you.
Team effort. I mentioned this in our intro a little bit, but I want you to explain your mascara routine to everybody, and we'll link her mascara TikTok down below. But I feel like you had this TikTok that went absolutely viral, didn't you?
Thank you. Yes. But okay. Thank you so much. My mascara routine, it's such a thing. It's like in a whole ordeal, and it does switch a lot. And I feel like I always have to give the disclaimer that my parents did give me like naturally blessed lashes, but that does not discredit any of my work that I put into my mascara routine because I'm so picky about it. And I truly take like 10 minutes to do my mascara. It's never just like I whip it on and they look great. I will have bad lash days and you don't want to be around me on those days because it literally ruins my day. But recently, okay, I have like different avenues, but if we're going to go like splurging on a nice mascara, Lancome is always like the absolute go-to, but the primer from them. I have put so many people onto this primer, and people that even would say like, oh, my lashes like are short and not thick. Like, no, this primer, it's the Lancome Sills one. It's like the only one they have. It's amazing. And I have I have not used that one in a little bit, but it truly makes such a difference. It thickens them, everything. And then I also love the Lancome Idol one. It's the pink tint. No, that's the foundation, but it's Idol. And it's a pink one from Lancome. That's like my tried and true, really good combo. But recently, drugstore L'Oreal Panorama. I like discovered it from Target. It's amazing. I'm wearing that today.
No, and they look amazing.
Thank you. And I don't wear a primer or anything. And it's just amazing. But I'm always switching it up. And like, if I try out a mascara and actually use it for a month or two, that's how you know it's like good. So I could do like a whole mascara hall of fame or like bracket or something. I need to do that because there's so many.
You need to do a mascara bracket on your TikTok.
No, I will, because I have tried so many. But top favorites off the top of my head, Lancome, like anyone they make, I've genuinely tried all of them. Lancome has nailed it with mascara, and they are always on sale. Like, one rule of life, never buy Lancome mascara full price, because yeah, they're always on sale in these like insane bundles, like 2 for $24. It's insane. And then drugstore, I love the Maybelline Falsies Lash Lift, mm-hmm. but the Lash Lift one, not normal Maybelline That's a Falsies. Good one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, hot tip: L'Oreal owns like literally every brand they own.
Literally everything. Really? I figured this out the other day because of PR packages. Because whenever I get a PR package from a L'Oreal brand, it says it's just from L'Oreal. And I opened one the other day. Macy, you pointed it out on the way in here, and it was from Valentino Beauty. Yeah. And I was like, L'Oreal owns Valentino Beauty?
L'Oreal owns like everything. And one of my old coworkers used to work for L'Oreal, and she's like, they're all made in the same place. Like, obviously Lancome's a little bit more luxe, but essentially you're getting a lot of the same formulas from the, because L'Oreal owns it all. So L'Oreal mascara slays, Maybelline mascara slays. Like, Maybelline is owned by L'Oreal. Like, everything is owned by L'Oreal. So
I swear by the L'Oreal telescopic mascara.
Okay.
She's modeling it now.
Oh my gosh, it's amazing. But I'm such like a thick lash girl that I feel like it doesn't give that to me. But for length, it's amazing.
Yes, it's really just length, I feel like.
But for one more mascara that I love, Rare Beauty. But that's volumizing. All of these, you'll see a theme. It's like volumizing.
I have so many things I want to try now. I use Too Faced Better Than Sex a lot.
Okay, that's one that I've never been able to get behind, weirdly.
Okay, that's what my sister says too. And I feel like people either like ride for it or hate it.
Well, I'm going to tell a little personal anecdote about Better Than Sex. So my best friend was bawling crying on New Year's, and she was wearing the waterproof formula. She needs to be the national spokesgirl.
Really?
Because it did not move.
Can we talk about why she was bawling on New Year's?
Oh, just one too many glasses of champagne. Okay. She was emo, like the whole thing. But
wait, side note, have you seen that TikTok where it's like when you meant to get like get low drunk, but instead you got like the script in the fray drunk? Like that was her, like, where did I go?
That was her that night.
Yeah.
I saw Tinks make a TikTok like that, I think. I don't know. But yeah.
So funny.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Anyways, yeah, I use Too Faced Better Than Sex.
How do you know that it's like better than sex?
Do you know?
Yeah, how did
like asking for a friend?
I don't even know.
It's not.
We'll just say that. Anyways, now that we've gotten the mascara question out of the way.
And sorry that took 10 minutes.
No, there's some things in life that are worth talking about for 10 minutes. And mascara is one of them for me, because there's a lot out there and you have to know what's good.
Thank you.
Anyways, I want to go back to like the very beginning, because I was telling Reeves before you came over today, I feel like everyone that follows you loves your comedy content and loves your jokes. But I want to know more, like, about your story getting into Macy's.
We
like,
want to know
shit.
The Macy Thompson. Yeah. Who is she?
Can you title that? Who is Macy Thompson?
Yeah, we want to know the person behind the bits. And we want to kind of know, like, how you got started on TikTok, how you started creating content. Like, what's your backstory, your origin story?
Guys, I'm so much more than just another beautiful, funny face.
She's more than that, guys.
She's more than a bit.
No, that's actually really sweet of you to ask. Okay, so I have always been posting fake vlogs on my Finsta back in the day, like my Snapchat private stories. I've always, like, I was 17 receiving packages that I ordered, pretending that Tarte sent me them, like posted that on my Finsta. Like, I have just always videotaped myself and videotaped everything and documented everything. And so my senior year of high school, I had played volleyball my entire life, and I quit the volleyball team, and I was like, I'm going to try out for cheer. And I thought it was so funny that I was trying out for the cheer team. So if you guys know the Dallas Cowboys cheerleader bit, this actually goes back pretty far. No, but I thought it was so funny that I was trying out for the high school cheer team. And I made this whole video because I made the team, sorry. Like, I made the cheer team. Wait. Never cheering in my life.
She's an athlete.
I was, like, really committed to the bit. I was like, I'm going to be a cheerleader. I thought it was so funny that I made the cheer team that I made this, like, super sarcastic video being like, hey, guys, like, here's how to show that you're a cheerleader, like, wherever you are. And I was just always, like, incorporating my cheer uniform into different outfits. Like, it was just a funny little silly video. My mom posts it on her Facebook, and every single comment from her friends is like, she is so funny. Like, she needs to post these videos somewhere. And I was like, bet. Let's do it. So I started a YouTube, because that was the thing at the time. And so I just made videos like my senior year of high school documenting my cheer journey, because I thought it was so funny that I was a cheerleader after playing volleyball my entire life. And so these vlogs had like 300, 400 views. I knew like every person watching them. But then after my senior year of high school, I go off to college at San Diego State, RIP, worst place ever. And then my freshman year of college, we go to Stagecoach, and people are asking me for photos for my YouTube channel, which like I could not... Yeah, I could not
comprehend. Oh my god.
Yes, I could not comprehend that. I remember it was like five people in a row at Stagecoach. I was like, what is happening? But it was just so funny because my entire year at San Diego State, I'd be like coming back from the doctor where they're like, yeah, like you're depressed. And I'd be like, okay. And then I'm like filming. I'm like, ways to spruce up your dorm room. Like, I was just like grinding on YouTube. Like I was a college YouTuber at the time.
Yeah. And then how many like subscribers did you have at this point? Like, let's gauge the.
I had about like 30,000.
Yeah. See?
No, I grew on YouTube pretty well. And I had like, I would post vlogs, everything. So YouTube is how I started. And I really forget about that. Well, I don't forget about it because I literally owe everything to YouTube. But then I had so much time at San Diego State because like I didn't like my life. And so yeah. I was just putting everything into my YouTube channel. Like I had good friends, like I had a few good friends and I loved my roommate and everything, but I had so much time to be giving to this YouTube channel. But then I ended up finding TCU. I had always wanted to go there and I end up transferring and I go to TCU where I'm obsessed with it. I have so much fun. I had like a great social life. And
was this sophomore year?
Yes, sophomore year. And I slowly like stopped prioritizing like YouTube as much. And honestly, like I haven't even like gotten into all of this, but like, I just had like all this like confidence problems where I would be so hard like watching videos of myself over and I was like, oh my gosh, like I can't do this. And so after I graduated college, I still had this YouTube channel and I was trying to do those like work week in my lives and whatnot. But then I was just like, I am so bored filming these. I'm bored watching them. And I just like really fell out of love with it. But that was at the time where TikTok was like finally able to see like my true personality. Cause I remember like people from YouTube were coming over to my TikTok being like, wait, like I didn't know you had like a sense of humor. And I'm like, yeah, because YouTube's kind of like unnatural. Like you're filming yourself, you're holding it. It's not like I'm just going to like do a stand-up comedy routine right there.
Yeah.
And so it kind of worked out beautifully. I mean, I would love to get back to YouTube eventually just because I do like have such a passion for documenting memories and everything. But I was just, we got way too deep with it. And like, I don't know, it was great for college and whatnot, but we'll see what happens. But yeah, TikTok happened and I would just do these silly little bits because I don't know, it's just like my personality. I'd always do them with my friends and everything, but I would start posting them on TikTok. And yeah, that's where I am now.
And that's a girl's scene.
I'm like, did that even answer the question?
No, it did. I feel like I got such a good comprehensive history of Macy Thompson. Like, honestly, but so much I didn't even know about you.
Really?
Like,
no idea about this YouTube channel.
Yes.
Wait, I'm starting to make sense. I knew about the YouTube channel.
Yeah, the last vlog was a year ago, Taylor Swift Eras. And I don't know. Like, I would love to get back to it. And I'm at a bunch, like, I'm in a great relationship with myself and everything. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't have those like, you know, self-hatred thoughts watching my vlogs anymore. But like, I just would want to see what avenue I'd want to take it.
But also I think that's so important and like such a good thing that you were able to like listen to yourself and be like, no, YouTube isn't serving me right now. Like I'm going to stop doing it because sometimes like, I feel like starting something is just as important as stopping something and like vice versa. Like you have to know when like that isn't your, like you're not in that era anymore.
Yeah. Okay. You know, I always say this. I want to write a book. Not actually. Well, you'll see.
I would read it.
No,
I would
stop, read it. Guys. And it's called Just Quit. Because I love it. Literally. I think there are so many people telling you like, keep going. And like, don't get me wrong. I'm very encouraging. I'll tell you all of that. But at the end of the day, like you kind of need someone to like pull you back to earth and be like, you don't have to do this.
Yeah.
Like I remember one of the most beneficial pieces of advice ever. Can I talk? One of the most beneficial pieces of advice for my mom was I was like crying in college. I was like, I'm just like so scared I'm gonna get a B. Like I was like, cause I was always like this like perfect student and I was literally not okay. And I was like, I think I'm gonna get a B. And my mom's like, then you get a B. She's like, okay. Like, I was like, wait, yeah.
She's so right.
I was like, I'm so chilled out. And ever since then, like, I don't know if that was a silly piece of advice, but like, you don't have, like, you can chill.
No, I think that's so
you
real.
You can quit sometimes. Like, don't, like, be lazy and just lay around. But, like, you can quit sometimes. Like, you things aren't serving you all the time.
Yeah. I also think, like, doing something when you're hating it and, like, exhausted or anxious or whatever, the result is not going to ever turn out what you wanted it to be. Like, as what you wanted it to be. So it's so much better to quit sometimes and then maybe revisit it when you're in a better place or, like, in a better mindset.
Exactly. And that's exactly where I am.
I love that advice. I love that. And I love, it's like, you know, not demonizing quitting so much. Because sometimes like quitting is like what you should do.
You have to quit something.
Yes.
Like quit the Juul. We need to quit it.
I'm so anti-Juul,
quit
sorry.
The vape. I'm so anti-vape too.
Oh my gosh.
I'm glad we can all bond over that.
Yeah. Okay. So you're from California,
yes.
Right? Okay. So do you love Dallas? Like, I guess you chose Dallas based on TCU.
Yeah.
How's your experience been in Dallas?
It's so funny. Like, people will think that I'm, like, Texas born and raised. I'm like,
you give those vibes. You give those vibes.
Thank you. I'm like, I guess I'm just really good at committing to the bit. No, but my mom was, like, an Air Force kid, and she grew up all over the country and all over the world. And she went to Texas A&M. And so I grew up, like, seeing that my mom went to Texas A&M. I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to be in Texas one day. I literally found this list of, like, goals when I'm from 2012. And it was, like, go to college in Texas. Like, yeah, I've always wanted to be a Texas girl, weirdly enough. And when you have that calling, you just go. So I transferred to TCU in Fort Worth. And then my first job post-grad was in person in Dallas. I was working at an influencer marketing management agency. Oh, they manage Amanda now. Hey, Queens.
They do.
Hey, Estate 5. And I worked there. And so now I'm just settled in Dallas. Now I work fully remote for Sprit Society. And I'm just still here. But I do love Dallas. I, like, kind of have a crisis every day where I'm like, do I want to stay here for the rest of my life? Like, should I go somewhere else? Because I'm young and single and work remote.
Literally my thoughts all the time. I'm like, do I move?
Yeah. And it's hard when it's like, there's nothing, like, wrong with Dallas. Mm-hmm. I just know that it's going to be here for me whenever. And realistically, I could see myself staying here for the rest of my life. So I'm like, should I go try somewhere else out for a little bit? I think I just get so scared that if I leave, like, what if I don't come back? Like, if that happened, I would get a Texas tramp stamp. I don't know where that came from.
I love it. I think I was low-key one.
Piece of Texas will always be with me.
Whenever I moved from Alabama to Texas, I have made it my personality trait. Like, I'm a Texan now.
Yeah.
Like,
okay, you're from Alabama. Mm-hmm. Where in Alabama?
Fairhope, Alabama. Very small town.
Now, where is that?
It's like way down south, like the bottom tip.
Like the Gulf Shores?
Literally like 30 minutes from there.
Okay, yeah. Beach girl.
Mm-hmm. She's beach girl. Yeah. She's pale, but she's beach girl.
Feel like you're from California. I'm like, like the suburbs. Or like inland.
Inland?
Suburbs. Not the coast. Literally, I pretend like it when I go home. I post a photo of the ocean. I'm like, finally home. And people from my hometown are like, bitch, that's an hour away.
Oh my God.
That's hilarious.
Okay, but if you did go somewhere else, since Dallas is always going to be here for you, which I agree. Like, I thought about it myself. But now
you're a homeowner?
Like, yeah. Homeowner. That's the piece of the puzzle that's just not really making sense in the whole, like, maybe I'll move away equation.
Investment property.
Mm-hmm. And rent it out, right? Anyways, where else would you go? Like, what are the other cities that attract you?
So glad you asked, because there's two of them, Charleston or New York City. Like, both of them are so me.
I see you in Charleston.
You see, everyone says they see me in Charleston. I was at a bachelorette in September in Charleston eating dinner along the water, and I literally just started tearing up. I was like, this is what it feels like, because moving from California to Texas, people had always asked me, like, do you feel landlocked? I'm like, no, like, it's not like I went to the beach every day at home.
See, I feel the opposite because I lived on the water. Yeah. I feel very landlocked here.
But now I do, ever since, like, I ate dinner on the water in Charleston.
I just had one dinner. Landlocked.
Ever since I cried and, like, felt what it was like to be happy again.
No. I've never been to Charleston. Oh,
I'm going in 2 weeks for a wedding, and I'm low-key going, like, a day early, and I'm booking myself a solo hotel. Like, I just want to have, like, a total solo moment in Charleston.
Wait,
and be like,
maybe I'll, like, cry at this hotel and realize that, like, this is where you should be.
No, I need to have, like, a really emo solo moment. I feel like in high school I was so in tune with my emotions and was always journaling and everything. Like, I think I need to go do that and, like, revert back to that.
Our high school experiences couldn't have been more different. I'm sorry. If someone had handed me a journal in high school, I probably would have, like,
started a dumpster fire with that.
I would have, like, laughed in their face and slapped them with it. I would have been like, okay.
No, I wish I, like, brought my high school journal. I'd be like, tonight he kissed me. But it wasn't just, like, any other party kiss. Like, I had never kissed someone at a party.
I love that.
No, I was, like, making my life a movie. I think that's another reason I wanted to start YouTube, was, like, I couldn't keep up with documenting every memory in a journal. So I was like, let's put it on film.
Yeah.
And it's so much better that way.
Yes.
So I'm curious, not to pivot too much, you make your comedy content. I feel like I'm just not a funny person. Like, I can be. I totally can be funny.
I think you are funny.
No, I can be funny. Like, I have my moments where I know I can, like, thrive in my humor, but I can't, like, come up with a bit. What is your recipe for making a comedic video or, like, making a bit?
Here's the thing. They're really, like, you can't force it. For example, I haven't really had a funny thought in about a month, and so I'm not going to force it and try to be funny. But for example, like, My Dallas Cowboys cheerleader one. I guess we should say the first bit I ever did.
Wait, yeah. Can we give like a comprehensive history of like your bits? So if you don't follow Macy on TikTok, she does like a lot of comedy videos. We've talked about that a little bit, but she has all these different bits going that are very like satirical, obviously made up. What was the OG bit on TikTok?
Okay. So in college, like I would post on TikTok and everything, but it wasn't like I had a ton of followers. And this was right when Texas was saying that, like, you don't need to wear masks anymore. Like, it was at the end of COVID, like, 2021, or not end of COVID, just, like, when Texas said you don't need to wear masks anymore. And that day, I had to go to CVS to pick up a prescription, and I got back in my car, and I was like, how funny would it be if I posted, like, a private Snapchat story? Say, everything starts with the private stories.
Yeah, it really does.
No, like, the private viewers, they know. But I was like, well, how funny would it be if I made up a story about how I went into CVS and the pharmacist tackled me because I was wearing a mask because Texas says that you don't need to wear masks anymore.
Wait, Macy, I would, like, pay to be on your private story. Like, I will pay you.
No.
But sorry, I just interrupted you.
You need to do subscriptions on Instagram for, like, bonus comedy.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. No, like, once I learn how to, like, fully be myself online, it's over for everyone.
I agree with my own self. I'm like, once you bitches see what you're missing, it's like that TikTok.
You're going to choke.
You're going to choke.
So I make up this super believable Snapchat, and I send it to my brother. And my brother is, like, he's a hard critic of funny. And he goes, holy shit, like, that was so funny. Like, post that on TikTok. I make this whole story about how the pharmacist pins me to the ground, takes off my mask, and he tells me we're in Texas. We don't need to do that anymore. He goes, post that on TikTok. I'm like, okay. I have, like, 15,000 followers on TikTok. Like, I don't know. Like, it was whatever. They had never seen any content like that. And, like, it was, like, college day in the lives, you know? And I post this bit on TikTok, and it starts, like, blowing up, but not in a good way, because no one knew that I was joking. They're like, this is not okay. Like, I'm sending this to CNN. Like, oh my gosh, like, this pharmacist is going to lose his job. Like, it got, like, 500,000 views in the first few hours. And every comment was like, I hope you feel good when, like, this person loses his job because of you. Like, people started catching, but people weren't catching on that it was a bit. They're like, you're a pathological liar.
And I'm like,
oh my God. And I'm like, okay, I took it off private immediately. I did, like, a frantic apology. I'm like, guys, I didn't think that video would get views, which never start an apology that way. Anything can get views. And I was like, okay, but they really believed me. So I kind of had that, like, in the back of my head. I'm like, I know I can tell a story and make it sound believable. And so I would do bits here and there. Like, I did a Get Ready With Me at the beginning of 2022, where it was when everyone was doing Get Ready With Me as I tell you facts about myself. And every fact I said was so outrageous. I was like, I used to do social media management for the Pentagon. I said that my parents were the original producers on the set of The Hunger Games, and that's why I'm from California. Like, my parents are in sales. My mom's a realtor, and, like, my dad's in sales. I said that my aunt is Abby Lee Miller, and that's why I'm a Nepo baby. Like, I just made up all these lies about myself, and people started getting the joke. They're like, oh my God, like, I'm Abby Lee Miller's niece, too. I'm like, okay. I did that video. People are starting to get my humor. And so I just, like, I'll think of these random ideas. I'll be at, like, a workout class. Like, for example, I was working out this morning. I go, oh my God, leprechaun. And I'll just write down one word in my notes app, and I'll be like, that's going to be my next bit. And then when I film them, I really come up with them as I go. So, like, tomorrow I was thinking I should do a bit for St. Patrick's Day, being like, guys, like, I'm so tiny, and I'm, like, I'm really nervous that people are going to mistake me for a leprechaun. Like, you know, like, I'll come up with these one-off ideas as I'm falling asleep or working out or doing something completely unrelated, and I'll write down, like, one or two words in my notes app, and then I'll go and film it, and it'll just be complete BS. But as for how I do it and not break character, like, I can only do it if I'm filming myself. Like, I could never, like, actually act or anything.
Wait, but would you ever do stand-up?
I don't know.
I can see you doing stand-up.
That's so nice. I could see myself doing something, like, interactive, talking with people, because I feel like I'm more quick-witted than I am. Like, I would need someone to bounce off of, like, how, you know, Matt Rife does all of his – he's an awful example, but he's so good at his crowd work because he's so good at, like, making connections fast. And, like, as problematic as he is, like, we can give him that. Stand-up – I find very few stand-up comedians funny, and, like, it's my worst fear. Like, you can tell me I'm ugly all day long, but if someone was like,
You're not funny,
I would die. I'd have to get to a very different point in my life. But I would love to do something with comedy. I feel like I can't put myself in that comedy realm or tell everyone I'm funny, because then they'll expect it. Like, right now on TikTok, I'm like, I get to make people laugh. I don't have to make people laugh.
Maybe, no, like, you? That's so fair. Like, there's no audience, like, physically in front of you, like, right this second, be funny.
Yeah And it's just so off the top of my head that there's no pressure, and if a bit doesn't land, that's okay.
Yeah.
I've talked about it on this podcast before, but I had never been to a comedy show until like this past year.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm obsessed with it.
Oh my gosh.
Jerry Seinfeld?
Oh,
do you like Seinfeld?
Yes. My dad's obsessed with Seinfeld.
I feel like dads are obsessed with Seinfeld and me.
So. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is a lot about you.
Like,
it's cute.
She's like a guy's girl.
I went to a comedy show where they sat me and I was like at the fifth wheel on a date. And we went to a comedy show. Like, they were all my friends. And they sat us in the very front. So, of course, I was just torn apart the whole time. And mm-hmm. it's so funny when, like, you're made the subject of one. But, yeah, I don't know. Maybe, like, I feel like I'd have to start a podcast for this. But, you know, when people do, like, live podcast tours or stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
You said you wouldn't do acting. I was going to say, like, maybe some sort of, like, SNL scenario.
Oh, my God. I see you on SNL. SNL's,
like, not funny, but, like, SNL's a great place to launch your career.
Oh,
so
my gosh, yeah.
You go on it anyway.
Thank you. No, I'd love to be, like, a contributing writer.
You're, like, too funny to be on SNL. Like, if I'm being real.
I think I can make some funny skits for them and, like, write them. I just don't know if I can execute. Like, but as soon as pressure's involved, you guys, like.
I feel that.
I try to block this out from my memory, but I just have, like, a fear of live stuff because Kenzie did this, like, live show in LA, and bless everyone there's hearts. It was just kind of, like, a weird setup. Like, I don't know. It just didn't really feel like intimate theater or anything. It was just, like, this mm-hmm. outdoor venue, whatever. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm going to introduce Kenzie. And I had all these bits planned and everything. And I get up there, and it was just, like, death stares from everyone. And, like, I was not able to be funny.
This is Kenzie's live show?
So Kenzie did a live podcast show in LA. And it wasn't, like, any other podcast show she's ever done, like, and I'm very aware of that. I hadn't gone to any of the others. Like, all of them are in, like, a theater, and it's a very big production.
Mm-hmm. It's, like, a small theater, too, usually, right?
But this was, like, an outdoor patio, kind of. And it felt just kind of, I don't know, it wasn't, like, I don't want to even say it was Kenzie's live show, because it was so different than anything she's ever done. And it was nothing on the actual show. It was me, and I got up there, and I tried to do, like, all these bits, and, like, crickets. And afterwards, people came up to me, like, I'll never forget this guy, Ashton. I'm obsessed with him. And he was like, Pacey, like, I love him. He still swipes up on all my stories, but he'll be like, I didn't know if I should laugh. Like, no one else was laughing, so I didn't. I'm like, no, it's okay. This is humble beginnings.
Wait. It's okay. We all have to start strong
for that. You're so strong for that. What the fuck was wrong with that audience?
No, like, they just laugh. But, like, they just didn't really know. Like, I got up there and I was like, thank you guys so much for coming to my show. And they were probably genuinely confused. Like, because they didn't know me. Like, they're probably like, this is not what I signed up for.
Who is this bitch?
Like, at least you're willing to put yourself out there. There's so many people who wouldn't even have the guts to do that. So you just, like, can't think about it. Giving everyone a little backstory, Macy just came out with a card game with a friend of mine, which is Kenzie Elizabeth. If y'all follow her, we've talked about her on this podcast multiple times. We need to have her on because I know y'all would love if she came on. But
wait, she would, like, love to be on.
Wait, I know.
I'm speaking on her behalf. You should ask her.
She texted me the other day and was like, would you come on my podcast? And I was like,
what?
I mean, twist my arm.
She, like, wants more podcasts in Dallas, so she, like, go on them. So, sorry, you guys. Kenzie's my best friend, if you didn't know. So, I'm speaking on her behalf.
Like, we'll do, like, a little swap.
Yeah.
I'll text her after we're done recording. But anyways, she has a really cute brand friend of mine. I know all of y'all will link it down below. Y'all have heard of it. Macy and her did a collab. Macy, do you want to explain the product?
Yes. Okay, so Kenzie's brand friend of mine has these dinner cards and then also these nightcap cards that they're all questions. They're really good conversation starters, or the nightcap ones are a little bit, like, more deep for, you know, friends or a date. But they're really cute and they're amazing quality. She just absolutely nailed it. And so she asked me about She asked me in about October if I'd want to do a collab with her called The Bit. And I was like, are you kidding? Because me and Kenzie, like, our favorite thing to do is, like, our girls' nights where I'll just prank call. Like, if you guys don't know the story, I prank called this one guy and ended up talking to him for 3 months. Like, I'll prank call people. We'll do crazy what are the odds, what would you rathers. Like, that's just my favorite thing ever. Like, if I could choose between any activity and staying home and just, like, being silly, I would choose that 1,000 times over. And a lot of these card games, I was tired of them not having juicy dares and not interesting questions.
All so corny. Yeah. Like, all the ones that are, like, trying to be funny, they're so corny. Like, for the girls, that's the one we used to play all the time in college. And
I was tired.
My roommates would have loved to have this in college. Like, if you live in a sorority house right now, if you live in the dorms, have a roommate, whatever, if you're in college, you need to order this game. It is the perfect pregame game.
It is. And they're
all literally is
funny. And, like, I mean, I think they're funny, but then I hear people read them and, like, they think they're funny, because at first I was like, oh my God, is this just my sense of humor? Like, are people not going to get them? But yeah, there's 3 categories. What are the odds? Would you rather? And superlatives, like, most likely to. And there's, like, kind of roasts for your friends. But every dare I've done and every would you rather is, like, a hypothetical situation that's happened to me. Like, I'm reading this would you rather right now. Would you rather a man start crying about his ex mid hookup or have your situationship end things with you because he likes your best friend. Both have happened to me, so let's choose.
Easy, I love it.
No, there's like some raunchy ones. Like my mom's friends were like, I just bought it. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, there's definitely a question about a vibrator. Like, for example, would you rather drunk text your boss or see your mom on The Golden Bachelor?
What would you prefer?
Honestly, I would love, like, my mom's not divorced, but, like, if she was, like, I would love to see my parent on The Golden Bachelor. Okay.
Amanda, I would ride off of that. Like, I would have to brand myself on my mom. I would
kind of, like, ride the tails of her fame, not going to lie. Like, not to make it about myself, but.
Yeah, I wouldn't make it about myself.
If my parent was a Golden Bachelor, I would make it about myself.
100%. Totally. No, my parents are also together, but my mom, you would slay.
No, I know. My mom was, like, made for TV. Like, I came campaigning for the fact that my family needs a reality show. Like, I know we would do.
You would.
Amazing things
you would
on do reality numbers. TV.
And Michelle needs.
Michelle would carry the whole damn thing. Like, my TikTok followers do call her Michelle Jenner.
She's also been on this podcast, so we'll link the episode below because it was very informative.
She's a hoot and a half.
I love that. Love
her. Wait, okay, so read us some of your favorite cards.
Okay, well, I'm just, like, going through random ones, but this is a good one. Would you rather object at someone's wedding or have someone object at yours?
I'd rather object at someone's wedding.
I would rather have someone object at mine because you can just dismiss it and be like, whatever.
No, I would hope that it was like a guy from my past life being like, I object. And I'd be like, it was always you. And if it was like a girl objecting on the guy's behalf, I'd be like, literally security.
Wait, can't you not get married if someone objects? Did I just make that up?
I don't even know if they still ask that question anymore because it's like so not traditional.
Well, also if someone objected, sorry, I just spent how much money on this wedding? I'm getting freaking married.
We're not screwing any rules. Like, no. But there's the other dares that are like, there's easy ones that are like, post your most recent TikTok draft. Or like, take a selfie right now and make it your Instagram profile photo for the next day. But then there's some more insane ones that are like, write out a well thought out breakup text and send it to a boy you've kissed once. Like, I've done that. Like, I kissed a boy at a music festival once and we obviously like didn't speak after, but I had his number and 3 weeks later I texted him and I was like, hey, like this just isn't working out for me. Like,
wait, what did he say?
He didn't reply.
Right.
But like, there's good dares. I'm trying to like show and explain your recent Google search history to the group. Like, there's simple ones, but then there's some that are like so unhinged where it's like, ask for a guy's number on your dating app of choice and then FaceTime him immediately. Like, can you imagine? Like,
Have I done that?
Mm-hmm. No, but I have asked for a number and then, like, called.
Did he pick up?
Yeah.
Did y'all talk?
Yeah, we had a thing for a little.
They're obsessed with you. Things.
No, Mace, they're in love with you. Has lived 100 lives and it's something
she's
that
she's like our unicorn. She's not real.
No, she's not real. Like, it's something I wish I could say I've done, but like, you've lived 100 lives.
No, like, I've lived 100 lives a year and it's March. Wait, most likely to genuinely enjoy getting love bombed? That's me.
Let me
hear it. What else would you do? Like, you want to buy me a house in Costa Rica? Okay.
Literally.
And no, I would enjoy every minute of that.
I feel like I've, like, talked about my love bombing issue on this podcast with my pilot.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I've been love bombed so many times, and I'm like, okay, yes, obsessed.
Wait, really quick. I don't think I ever have, and it's, like, honestly upsetting.
Yeah, have Max love bomb you.
Yeah.
Except it's different.
We're about like, 5 years in now, so I don't know if it would work, but.
No, just make him do it. Okay, I'm just going to give you guys superlatives really quick before I move on. Most likely to marry into a Nepo baby family. Amanda. Okay.
Maybe Reeves Amanda. After your recent history.
Maybe.
Most likely to secretly write a fanfic. You kind of gave me those vibes, Reeves, would you?
1000%. Reeves is the reader of this, like, you would know the fanfiction to write about.
I loved After. I got way too into it.
Yeah. Like a novel, like a Colleen Hoover book, you would totally write. Like
some, like, raunchy one.
Yeah. Most likely to plan an entire future before the second date. That's me. So.
That's me. 1000%.
Amanda hatches the plans for me.
She's so bad. Like, Reeves will go on a date with someone one time, and I'm like, okay, well, here's your strategy for, like, the next 3 dates.
No. Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, why am I writing a playbook for you?
No, we hatched, like, some major plans after one
date. I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it, but I hope you guys really like the cards. There's some silly ones. I just read a few. Hopefully, I didn't give away too many, but they're just silly little, like, not that deep, just.
Wait, I have to tell this story. Yes. Sorry to interrupt you.
No, please.
You have a card that says, would you rather go on a first date at Chili's or Jersey Mike's? My friend is going to, like, die if she hears this, that I'm telling the story. But my friend went on her anniversary, her 1 year anniversary date to Chipotle.
Stop.
In all seriousness, and that card just reminded me so much of that.
Wait, was she, like, very upset about it? Or, like, how did this go down? Was he like
the type? The guy, yeah, he sucks. Basically,
are they still together?
No, come on, no. But like, their 1 year anniversary date was at Chipotle, and when she asked him like, why are we at Chipotle for our 1 year anniversary date? He was wearing this hat, and he had just gone to the Masters, and he was like, well, I had to like get this hat at the Masters, so we couldn't go on our anniversary date. And she was like, okay. Oh. And it was at Chipotle. But
so he spent all his money on the hat.
Yeah, he spent all his money on the hat.
That's something that would happen to me. In high school, I was with this boy for so many months, and he would never make it official with me. He was just like, he would introduce me as the girl he was dating, but not his girlfriend.
No,
I was like, yes, I'm obsessed. No, but I remember he told me that he was like, we're gonna go on a nice dinner in Malibu. And we literally went to Islands, which is a chain, like, all over California. It's, like, burgers, whatever. But I just remember still, like, getting dressed up.
Was it
like,
in Malibu?
It was literally 20 minutes, like, in Thousand Oaks, which is, like, 20 minutes before Malibu. So we never even saw the ocean. Which
so
we
almost
like,
made it.
Yeah. So it sounds like such a California thing. But it was so just funny that I got dressed up to go to a chain just in a different city.
like a Red Lobster.
Yeah. Like, it's literally, like, the Red Lobster equivalent.
It wasn't over
It's just, like, burgers and...
We weren't like
Chili's
Novo.
Equivalent. Yeah.
Yeah. See.
I know.
We loved him.
Yeah, we loved him, and I love Islands, the restaurant that he chose. I just will never get over me, like, asking my friends for outfit advice. Like, I wouldn't have done that.
I've never heard of Islands.
It's good.
I've only been to California, like, 3 times.
Okay, where'd you
go? I've only been to LA twice of those 3 times, and the other time I went to, like, Newport Beach.
Oh, I love Newport.
Honestly, like, I'm gonna end up there. Could live, like... I thought I hated California, no offense, because like, I didn't really like LA. And then I went to Newport and was like, I love California.
No, because I'm from Los Angeles County and love that I grew up there and had the best childhood ever there. Yeah. But I would love to end up in Newport Beach. Like, I would not end up in LA County, Orange County, all the way.
Like, I loved it. Yeah. Honestly, I could see myself there, except for the fact that I don't think I could ever leave my family here. Yeah, no. But I loved it.
Yeah, I can't relate because I'm just like a lone wolf in Texas. Like, no one from my family is in this state. I'm like, wait, what am I doing?
Will they ever move to like be here with you, do you think?
My parents did buy like an investment property west of Fort Worth and people are renting it out. So like they have that option if it ever happens. My mom's just like so smart like that. But my brothers are in Boise, Idaho because they went to college there. My parents are in California. It's just
all over right now. University of Idaho?
Boise State.
Damn. Yeah. I was going to ask you about the murders.
Oh, it's so sad. My grandma went there and it was like literally on the street.
Well, you know, it's literally my Roman Empire. Like, I've watched the whole documentary. Like, I am like, I'm not even the type of person to become obsessed with a criminal.
Me neither.
Case.
I got into
but
it.
But the way that I like became obsessed with
this. No, it's literally the most heartbreaking thing.
It's awful. But like, horror. I like also, and I don't mean it, like, it's so upsetting. So interested. And like, I am like. Because
it's the most bizarre thing. It's the most bizarre thing. It's just, literally the most ever.
Insane thing.
Yeah, like, no, that whole town and like state is still so.
I am, and I'm in fucking Dallas.
Yes. Like, oh my gosh, no, I. Oh, it's so sad.
Anyways, going back to what we're here to talk about.
Not murder.
No. Only on physical acts. Do you like sign up and then end up talking about murder?
Yeah.
Anyways, how did you get your job at Spritz Society?
So glad you asked this question.
And will you give everyone a little background on what Spritz Society is if they don't know?
Okay, so Spritz Society was founded by The Toast, which you guys live under a rock. No, The Toast,
no, they literally post
like every Monday through Friday. And I was working my old job at influencer marketing and many friends had sent me The Toast and they're like, you need to listen. Like, it's so fun. And I was not a big podcast person, but I listened to one episode and I was like, wait, I could get into this. Yeah. And so I would always listen to the previous days the next day. And that was literally how I would get out of bed. Like, I was like, oh, new episode of The Toast. I need to listen as I got ready for work. Because the company I worked for was great. I just hated what I was doing. Like, it was the back end of influencer marketing. It was just, like, very unfulfilling. And I felt like I had a lot more ideas and creativity than just, like, you know, agency life. You're going to get that anywhere. Like, you're always going to want to feel like you're doing more. And so I would listen to The Toast every day as I was getting ready for work, going to work, everything. And Kenzie, my best friend, she's good friends with the Oshrys, who are The Toast and started Spritz Society. Because The Toast has such an engaged following, they started this canned cocktail brand for their community to enjoy. So Kenzie had an event where Spritz Society was. Amanda, I was with you.
The
Galentine's event last year, 2023, Spritz Society was there and she had so much extra. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, can I take it? Like, I want Spritz. And she ended up giving it to me for my birthday the week after. She's like, you can have all the spritz. And I was like, perfect. Because I was a big fan of the toast and I wanted to try spritz. So I took Spritz Society home for my birthday. I took it to Fort Worth with all my friends. And I ended up making a TikTok in Fort Worth with the Spritz Society. And I didn't tag them or anything. It was just this video about how I'm optionally hot. Like, me and my friends, like, we can be hot if we try. So it was like a getting ready video.
I remember this video. Yes.
And so Spritz Society happened to be featured in it. They commented on that video and they're like, we spy Spritz Society. And they followed me and they ended up DMing me. And they said, hey, like, we'd love to talk a collab, or like, we'd love to talk to you. I was like, oh my gosh, like, this is the toast. Like, I was so excited. Spritz Society, who I loved, because I love the drinks. Like, I started off as like a customer. And they DM'd me and I thought it was just that they wanted to sponsor a TikTok or something. But I hop on the phone with the social media manager at the time. And she's like, okay, we're looking for someone to run our TikTok. Would you be down to do freelance work for us? And it was so crazy because the night before I made a private Snapchat story to myself being like, I just want to do something more creative and I want to have more freedom. And I don't know what that is, but I just feel like I need to start doing it. And so I end up having this call like literally the day after that video. And she's like, would you want to freelance and run our TikTok? So I start doing their TikTok. I had all these ideas and I start posting on there and they really like gained a lot of trust in me. And that social media manager, she ended up leaving for another opportunity. And she called me one day. She's like, would you want to do this full time? Like Spritz Society social media management. And I was like, are you kidding? Yes. Because I was at an agency and I'd said all along, like, oh, I'd want to do marketing for a brand, like on the in-house brand side. And so she asked if I wanted it. I had an interview process. Like, I interviewed with Ben, the CEO, the president, and I forget who. I had like three interviews. Got the job, like the weekend of Stagecoach. And I was just so excited. But it's so crazy because when people say like, always post, do you never know what will happen? Like, do it. Like, genuinely. You don't like, I posted some random TikTok of me getting ready. I didn't even tag Spritz and they saw it. And like, yes, it of course helped that I knew Kenzie and she's like, I had some like credibility in the space, you know, like,
yeah,
like I wasn't just some complete random. No,
you did that on your own.
Thank you. But like, I don't know. It was just amazing. And they trust me so much, like almost too much sometimes. Like, I love Spritz. Like, I do all of their marketing. It's a very small team. And like, some days I'm like, oh my God, how am I doing this all? But on other days, I'm like, I'm in the best position ever. Like, I have all the freedom in the world. It's crazy because people will probably see my Instagram stories and think that I don't work because I'm just always bopping around, like going to different places. But my entire job's on my phone and my computer. And I was just home in California and my best friend Leslie was with me and we were still like going around the city and everything. She's like, oh my God, like I'm on my phone all day, like sending me, like, I don't know. She like, I was driving. I'd be like, okay, can you reply to this person and say, I don't know. I get a lot done.
And that's when I said earlier, Macy lives like 10,000 lives in one day. Like, she really does. Like, I don't even know how you're sitting here right now. I'm like just grateful for your time because I know you're very busy.
Well, no, it's funny because when you asked me if I'd be on this podcast, like, I felt so bad. I literally gave you a date 3 weeks out.
No, I mean, but that's valid. Like, I respect. Like,
she's busy. We love a busy girl.
Yeah, we love a busy queen.
Well, no, I actually have three full-time jobs because I'm Spritz Society marketing. I do my own social media. And I'm also a bridesmaid. I'm professional. Oh,
Macy is a professional bridesmaid.
I'm a professional bridesmaid. So right now I'm juggling three jobs. So I'm sure it will get a lot less tame after wedding season's over.
Oh my God. Yeah. I feel like that means you're a really good friend.
That's so nice.
I agree. I feel like Macy's been a bridesmaid like 100 times already.
Oh my God. That's so kind.
You're like a professional best friend.
Oh my God. That's so kind. Because I feel like it can be easy to be like, oh my gosh, like I'm stressed about like, you know, all these bachelorette parties and weddings. Like, but then I snap myself out of it real quick. I'm like, this is the biggest honor of my life. No, like,
literally.
Be in their wedding. Like, I don't know. I'm very, very thankful for my friends. And I love being a friend.
I get amazing friend vibes from you.
Oh, as I do too. Well. So you just radiate, like, sweet friends.
That's no, you just so nice. Put in, like, so much effort.
Oh,
like,
my God. No, my friends are literally my entire world. Like, I'll see TikTok sometimes or be like, how to go to a wedding, like, single without a plus one. I'm like, how are you even thinking about that? Like,
yeah.
Do you not have good friends? Like, I don't, like, I just feel very thankful for my friends because I just, I'm in such a fun era of my life.
I love that.
Thank you.
I love following Macy. Like,
stop.
Am I fangirling? Like,
oh my gosh.
Wait, I want to ask you then. So what's your best advice for being a good friend? One. And you can answer this in a second if you want to. I'm just going to say it because I don't want to forget. You are, like, in my opinion, kind of famous for, like, sliding into someone's DMs and then making the relationship happen IRL. So, like, what's your best advice for, like, strategically becoming friends with someone online and then taking it to the real world?
Okay, amazing. Question one, that was advice for being a good friend.
Yeah.
Literally show up for them. I feel like that can look different in every single situation, but just like the littlest acts that show you like you're there. Like, I don't know, even when we launched this bit card game the other day, and like even my friends like commenting or like showing that they bought it, like that's like a, I don't know, that's a bad example because that's like businessy, but I just think that anything but that still- your friends do, like fully supporting it, fully being there, and like when you're with that friend, giving them like your undivided attention and just being, I don't know, like just showing up for them. Kenzie's taught me a lot about that because she's had so many like crazy events and she has so many cool things, and it's just really cool to like be by her side for them. And I'm like, wait, I love when my friends show up for me. So like showing up for your friends. And I'm trying to think what else. I just cherish our quality time so much. Like, you guys have probably talked about this so much about post-grad, but in college, it's so easy to hang out with your friends because mm-hmm. they're right down the street and you just walk over there and it's like this literal utopia. But even just like, for example, my friend LJ, she's one of my best friends. I just went on her bachelorette and she works in Addison. And I'll like randomly at 5 o'clock be like, oh, she's driving home from work right now. And I'll like call her. So like when you think about someone, like reach out to them, call yeah. them, everything. Because it really is. I saw this one thing. There was like, it's harder to keep friends than make friends. And it's like,
1,000%. Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah.
But like just like reaching out when you think about them and just little things like that. Because I think it's very easy to get so wrapped up in our own lives where I'm like, it's very easy to like only be in your bubble and think about yourself. Mm-hmm, but just always reaching out when you think of them and showing up for them in whatever way that looks like for them. And then DMing. I have met 3 of my absolute best friends through the Instagram DMs. And I just feel like on Instagram, you can get a very good vibe, like a read of someone. And I'm in a bachelorette party. I'm in this wedding in 2 weeks in Charleston from one of my best friends that I met through Instagram in 2017.
That's because so sweet.
I know. I wanted to go to Texas A&M and I found her Instagram. I'm like, she's so my vibe. Like, kind of superficial, but like, we do it on dating apps all the time. You don't think anything of it.
That's so real. Like, I feel like everyone's like, how could you tell through someone's Instagram that you're going to be friends with them? Like, how can you tell that someone's going to be a good first date by looking at their Hinge profile? Like,
yes.
You can just tell.
Exactly. You can tell. So this girl that I'm in the bachelorette party for, she went to Texas A&M and I was interested because that's where my mom went. Ended up DMing her, and even though I didn't go to Texas A&M, like, I'm so close with her, and we met one time in real life and it was like instant friendship.
Yeah.
Leslie, my absolute best friend, I DM'd her because she went to TCU and I was like, oh, I want to go there. We ended up being Instagram friends and now she's my literal best friend. Kenzie, met her on TikTok DMs. I don't know. I just feel like social media is so amazing because you can get such a good read on someone. And yeah.
Have you ever like shooted your shot with someone via DM and it like not work out?
Like, friendship-wise? Because I've DM'd men, too.
I guess what I'm getting at is, like, how you would shoot your shot with a guy via DM. Like, you could do the same thing with a friend, and sometimes it's going to be amazing, and sometimes yeah. it's not.
It's like okay. a flop. You can't get, like, yeah. defeated well, over
this
it,
be an
though.
Inspiration story. In 2018, I DM'd Kenzie, because I watched her on YouTube, and I lived in California, and she was living in L.A., and I DM'd her in 2018 asking to make coffee, and she didn't reply.
Yeah,
but, like,
here we go.
Yeah, she didn't reply. Like, a lot of times, like, I'll DM people asking to hang out or get coffee or whatever, and, like, it's not the right time or whatever, but everything falls into place at the perfect timing. And like, you can't be, okay, you can't just, maybe you can DM right away and like get coffee or whatever, but I'll like add them as a friend or I'll follow them. You get a follow back. It's mm-hmm. kind of like, it's like flirting, but like you'll like reply to their stories and whatnot to show that like you have similar interests. And I'll be like, wait, so random, but like, I'm here. Would you want to get a drink sometime?
And it's not weird at all. No. Like, I know girls DM me and they're like asking if it's weird. No. If you DM someone, I'm like, literally have a podcast with my best friend that I met, like,
via DM. Like, via DM. Met over Instagram.
No, we all know and that's why I don't think it's embarrassing to meet not. Someone over dating apps either. No. I'm like, it's just, like, the day that we...
Why would you not utilize the tools that are available
exactly.
to you?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. It's my opinion, A. And B, also, if you DM someone, that's such a good story about you and Kenzie, to get coffee one time, it doesn't mean that it's never going to happen, even if they don't respond. Like, it's kind of like getting a job.
Yeah, also. It's like, you know, just like, say it's like networking.
Yeah, yeah, or networking. Like, sometimes you meet someone and you'll ask to, like, go get coffee. Things fall through. It doesn't work out. You see them at an event a year later. And then you guys talk the whole time at the event. And then before you know it, you're getting dinner. You know, it's like, you just kind of put yourself out there. And for the 10% of the time that it does work, it's so worth it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I feel like,
honestly, that right there is, like, a very good example about why I've never really been stressed about meeting my person, like, romantic-wise, because I think about all my friends, and, like, they happened at such perfect timing. Like, if I would have DM'd Kenzie in 2018 and we did get coffee, like, we probably wouldn't have been friends. It would have been, like, weird and, like, not the same vibe. I don't know. Or, like, I think about all my friends and where I met them in my life. They were exactly what I needed at that time. And, like, nothing could have changed that timing. So it gives me like a lot of peace in terms of like finding a guy too. Cause like so many times I'm like,
I know.
Like I feel like I'm forcing it so hard. I'm like, no, like I could have met him, but it just wasn't even our time, you know?
I feel the same exact way. Like timing is everything.
Everything. I don't believe in right person, wrong time. I'm like,
no.
He just sucked.
I agree with that. I think like timing is everything like a job, with a romantic, with friends.
Oh, because if I got spritz like right after I graduated college, I would have had no idea what to do. Like, I feel like I needed my first job at an agency to like show me how to be an employee, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everything. That's why it's so silly whenever I get stressed about my future or anything. I'm like, it's worked out great thus far without me.
Yeah. So why wouldn't it keep working out?
Yeah. I like to have that mindset.
Want to know like a little funny story?
Yeah.
So one time Amanda and I, it was like when we first started this podcast, and I used to be like a very avid toaster. I haven't been as good now.
I'm an avid toaster.
But I literally love them. Yeah. I follow them closely. But anyways, we posted like a taste test.
We did post a taste test of spritz.
And Claudia commented, and I was freaking out.
Oh my gosh.
Like, I think Trudy Lou is hilarious.
No, she's so funny. I remember 3 weeks into freelancing for spritz, Claudia followed me on my personal TikTok. I was at the Eras tour and I was like, oh my God. Because on my TikTok notifications, it said, say hi to Claudia Oshry.
Oh my God.
Okay, they like me. And she like DM'd me and was like, what you're doing on Spritz TikTok is so funny. I was like, thank you. No, but they're so kind and they're so like, it's a very good situation. And people always ask like, oh, would you want to do influencing full time? I'm like, I'm able to do both right now. So like, let's just keep riding that wave. Because I like having something to focus on and grow that has nothing to do with me.
I will say that it's actually such a good insight.
Oh, yeah.
From, like, now doing content full-time, I feel like one thing I miss about my other job is it allowed me to get out of my head a little bit and focus on something that actually had nothing to do with, like, myself as a human being just existing on this planet personally. And when your job and your personal life are so intertwined, it's almost like, don't get me wrong, like, influencing social media, getting paid to do anything on social media, bottom line, is a huge privilege. But it does get kind of weird sometimes when you're like, when do you film? When do you shut off the camera? Should I turn this into content? Like, am I doing enough? Am I not doing enough? Like, what do I show? What do I don't know.
That's
like
literally all my internal
with your like nobody likes this post. Am I gonna become a flop and like not be able to do this as a job anymore? Like, is my manager gonna drop me? Like all this stuff I like think about in my head and I'm like, wow, like when your job is so separated from your personal life, like you don't derive like you don't rely on that external validation so much to like feel worthy.
Yeah. No, that's so real. And I just want to say, it's so funny that influencers always have to give a disclaimer before they talk about their job because every single person complains about their job. You know, every single person complains about their job. Even if you love it, they complain about their job. But as soon as it's an influencer complaining about their job, it's like, oh my God. It's like, no, every person complains about it. Like, you can, two things can be true at once. Like, you can think that it's the best job in the world and still have all those internal, like, struggles. So that's so real. And, like, I don't think we were meant to expose every part of ourselves online and, like, be, you know, like, whatever, thinking about what people think about us. Like, so that's very real.
Two things can be true at once.
Yes. So
I never thought about it like that.
I know. I just, people don't like when influencers complain, but at the end of the day, it's like everyone complains.
Literally every single person.
Like, you can love your job and also like have a bad day.
Yeah. No. And it is great to have spritz, but at the same time, like, it's still a creative social media job. So sometimes at the end of the week, I'm like, I need to throw my phone out of a window. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes I'm like, wait, what if I like did something completely unrelated to social media? But I would hate that.
See, I do something. Think about that.
I do something totally unrelated to social media, and I still want to like throw my phone out. I work for an online school, like online learning company. So whenever I meet men at a bar, I'm like, "Yeah, I work in tech," and they're like, "Oh, that's like vague." I'm like, "Yeah,
like, women in tech."
You heard of Oracle?
Just an MLM.
Oh my God. Literally.
Wait, start saying that when boys meet you at a bar. Be like, "I work for an MLM. I actually started it."
Wait. Actually, I'm going to do that.
Yeah.
So tonight?
Yeah. Are you going out tonight?
Okay. It's not raining.
Yeah. Wait, but you work for an online school. It's so fun. Tonight.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It's very rewarding.
Yeah.
Like, I love it.
I feel like that's all you really need is a rewarding job.
Yeah. Like, they're so appreciative. It's
very sweet. Whatever's fulfilling to you.
It's like, that is the fulfilling part of my life. Well, it is my job, so. But it's very gosh.
Wait, remember how I mentioned Ashton from the live show that came up to me?
Yeah.
He just liked all my stories. Like, I love this
king. Wait, that's so cute.
He's so loyal.
I love him so much.
Should we wrap up?
I feel like we should. This is going to be long, yeah. No?
Sorry.
Wait, I mean, no, yeah. We love a long episode.
This was a yapathon.
No, I feel like this has been, like, more of a combo. It doesn't feel like an episode.
Yeah.
I love it. And I feel like everybody got to kind of, like, know Macy a little bit.
Do you think I talk too much?
Never. Okay. You're a guest. It's your job to talk. Ever like, we want to hear from you.
Oh, really? Ever since I've heard the term yapathon, I'm like, wait, that's so me.
Wait, I kind of love that. Can I start saying
yes,
that?
Yes. Like, I just had a yapathon.
We're going to steal
that. Amanda and Reeves. Like,
I love that. Okay, well, thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Thank you
this
for having me.
This was so fun. I think it's time for us to wrap up. So if you guys enjoyed the Spritz O'Clock talk today, please make sure to like this video. Give us a 5-star rating if you're listening on Spotify.
Oh, leave I need a review to do that.
If you're listening on Apple Podcasts. We will leave Macy's socials linked down below, as well as a link to The Bit, which is her card game that you guys can purchase. Y'all should get it. It's hilarious.
I love
Reeves
it.
And I are obsessed with it. I told Macy, Max and I are literally going to play it tonight. And as always, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, ideas, or feedback, you can DM me and Reeves on social media. I'm at It's Amanda DeWitt on Instagram and TikTok, and Reeves is at Reeves_Lee on Instagram and TikTok. Spritz O'Clock Podcast also has social media now. Y'all know it's a new thing for us. We're trying to get up that follower count, so we would appreciate if everyone went and followed the Instagram and TikTok. Instagram is at Spritz O'Clock Pod, and the podcast is at Spritz O'Clock Podcast. We will link both of those down below.
As well as the YouTube.
As well as the YouTube. If you guys aren't watching on YouTube and you like a video format, we do that as well. And with that being said, I hope you have a fabulous rest of your day, and we will see you here next Tuesday for a new episode. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.